On President Donald Trump's second day in office, his Secretary of Homeland Security rescinded a Biden-era rule barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents from making arrests near sensitive locations, including colleges and universities. Now, higher education leaders in Utah and elsewhere are navigating the fallout. According to the Higher Ed Immigration Portal, international students make up more than 5% of U.S. higher education students, and roughly 22% of faculty were born outside the country. President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, says campuses are seeing a chilling effect due to hostilities toward international community members.
Higher education should be the bastion of free ideas and academic freedom, because how do you create new things? How do you innovate? How do you imagine if you don't actually create academic freedom?
Trump has made cracking down on illegal immigration a touchstone of his new administration. Nearly 9% of Utah's population are immigrants, or about 300,000 people. Weingarten encourages unions to work for safe, welcoming campus communities with opportunity and dignity for all. An institution's approach to doing so may change now that ICE is allowed on campuses. The National Immigration Law Center's Tanya Broder points out that immigration agents can only legally enter public but not private areas of campus without a warrant.
It's very helpful to plan in advance when you can to have a real procedure for when people are showing up and trying to enter someplace where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Broder suggests establishing and communicating campus policies and protocols for encountering ICE. She also says schools should designate individuals to review judicial warrants for validity. The American Federation of Teachers also advises institutions to provide legal and mental health support for people who may be affected, offer Know Your Rights training, reaffirm student data and privacy protections, and issue public statements of support. Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Undocumented Black Network, Hattie Gassama, spoke to higher education leaders on a recent webinar.
I implore us to leverage the power that you have in ensuring that, one, it's communicated that you are protective of your students, and two, to go outside of the campus and be advocates.
I'm Kathleen Shannon with Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.